This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Matt Cardwell and Callum Padgett filling in for Gillian and Nick on Joy 94.9. Go get 'em, boys.
Oh, there's something that gets me going, just like your voice, your announcer voice, Cal.
Bless you, sir. Bless you.
You should talk like that all day.
I don't think I've got it in me, frankly.
Say like 23 skidoo and use all those old school terms.
23 skidoo.
That's it. Now, another big show this Wednesday, Cal.
Very exciting show coming up.
We're filling in for Gillian and Nick. If you're just tuning in, didn't hear us last week. So, yes, we're here till 9 a.m. and Gillian and Nick will be back in a couple of weeks' time. We've still got next week.
Next week to do like a great show, Bonanza, finish off, oh my goodness.
Extravaganza, Bonanza, craziness. But today, what do we have? We've got... going to have a chat about X Factor, some news that happened out of the X Factor camp, and I know how much you love reality TV, Cal.
I am all about reality TV.
I know, you just can't get enough of it.
I cannot.
I saw your Foxtel IQ, you've got the Kardashians,
you stay X-Factor. Out of my personal things.
No, it's so much fun. We've also got James Cunningham coming in. Now, James Cunningham, if you've ever had a fantasy about the football team in high school, or maybe a sports team or sports star, this guy is going to take you into the locker rooms with his brand new show at the Fringe Festival. He's going to come in and have a chat about it. It's called The Sheds.
We'll also have Krista PT coming in later on, talking all about libido.
Libido.
And how your fitness can help out your libido. Plus, we have prizes to give away.
Yes. It's all happening on Wednesday.
All sorts of fun things to help wake you up and get you out and about on this fine hump day.
Every hump day is a good hump day.
Every hump day is a great hump day.
Yeah.
Joy.
Yeah.
So under pressure, Daddy Minogue. Cal and Matt, wake up. It's Wednesday.
36 minutes past 6, 24 minutes to 7, in fact, and it's a very balmy 7 degrees.
Oh, too chilly to get out of bed, that's for sure.
Yeah, but it's balmy for this early. I mean, the sun's not up yet.
Now, I'm going to grill you, Cal.
Yes. That sounds Bernie's.
It's going to be like a Mike Willis-style grilling. Larry King. All those great journalists in history. Just picture me like that and I'm going to grill you, mate.
All right, and with white hair and glasses, sure.
White, yes, I'll get my wig, I'll get my glasses.
Get your Tony Jones on.
Yeah, Tony Jones, exactly. Lee Sales, I love her.
Oh, she's amazing.
She's the best. Anyway, I'm going to grill you. Better get ready.
All right.
Yeah, all right,
I'll get ready. You watch yourself, sir.
Joy 94.9.
Joy.
Sounds like her recording studio just ran out of power.
Yes. It's kind of like what happens to Joy sometimes.
Occasionally.
Occasionally. Yeah. Cal and Matt, wake up. It's Wednesday.
Here on Joy 94.9, filling in for Gillian and Nick.
And it's 19 minutes to 7. Now, for those of you that don't know Cal and I think it's fair enough that we do a sort of get to know you exercise.
Yeah. Not just for us two to get to know each other, but for everyone to get to know each other as well.
Because we've been, you know, shafted in this studio. They're like, come on, Matt and Cal. Gillian and Nick are away. You got to fill in. And
they basically
didn't know each other, did we?
They basically locked us in a studio and said, get to just do a show.
Just go for it. Go, just wing it, guys.
Just jump on.
Just wing it. And look, we only got in a little bit of trouble last week, but I think we should ask a couple of questions just so I can get the way you think better.
All right.
Okay?
Okay, go for it.
Would you rather your daughter had no friends or was a slut?
Oh, how old is she?
Oh, I would say 18. Yeah, 18.
18? I think...
She's still your little girl, but, you know, you wanted the best for her.
Well, look, at the age of 18, it'd be pretty sad if you didn't have any mates.
So,
reputation, they come and go. She's out sort of enjoying herself. I reckon that'd be okay.
What if she had no friends and was a slut as well?
Well, no, you can't do that.
Sorry, okay.
You can't just go in. All right, no, no. I'm giving you these two options.
It kind of sounds like
what if.
Sounds like when I was 18.
Oh, you poor little fella.
But at least I got some action. Anyway, what would you rather?
I think I prefer that she was a bit slutty.
Okay.
And had mates.
Yeah,
frankly.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that, yeah. Look, she's going to experiment at that age anyway. Fire away.
All right, sir. Would you rather eat a handful of dead worms,
ooh,
a big, like I'm talking like one big hand
a
scooping
big scoop
into a big bucket,
yep,
or one large live spider?
Oh, you know what? I'm an arachnophobe, so I definitely would not go the spider. Like, when I eat anchovies, it reminds me of spider's legs. I can barely eat it.
Remind you of spider's legs?
Because they've all got those little bones in them. It's like a spider crawling on your tongue.
No, it's not. It's like
totally
eating
is.
A dead fish.
No. It's trust me, a lot of people say it's like eating a spider. So I would go the worms. I would just think of gummy worms. Can I put sugar on them?
No.
Oh.
No, it's straight out of this bucket, just full of dead worms. Dead worm bucket. 0427JOY949. If you want to join in on our very highbrow would you rather conversation.
Would you rather, or on air at joy.org.au. Message us, email us.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
16 minutes to 7. And very stormy.
Whispering our goodbyes, waiting for a train. I was dancing with my baby in the summer rain.
Joy!
Bit of rain sound effects there for Slinky Mix and Summer Rain.
There was a really weird beeping sound in the background of that song.
He's sounding like an old man.
Oh.
Kids these days and their music.
Well, I don't know what music is, they don't.
No, by your song choice for your song off last week, fair enough.
Hey, that's not old.
The song off is coming up after 8:30.
Yeah, after 8:30,
and
we'll try and finish with it. And if I need to win this one, or else what are we going to do next week for the song off? Oh, look.
Ultimate song off.
Yeah, only if I win this one. So I need to win this one.
You really do, mate, to stay in the game.
Yeah, to stay in the tiebreaker so we have a bit more action going on.
You sure do. Now, we're doing a bit of get-to-know-you exercise because, let's face it, me and Cal, we don't really know each other, do we?
They're just, we're learning more and
they're
more
like,
about
each
other.
They just elbowed us into the studio and be like, go for it.
All right, right. So we've been asking
would you rather
questions.
Yes.
Try and work out how each other thinks, what each person's up to. And I think it's my turn to go first.
Okay, here we go.
Would you rather get a tattoo on your forehead of an angry face?
Sad or, face.
No, an angry face. Like, he's got the eyebrows
he's got the
going.
Okay,
like, sad
yeah.
face with the eyebrows.
Oh, that's serious. That's when you know you're angry in an SMS.
Or lose a finger of your choice.
Ooh.
And you're not allowed to get the tattoo removed with all this newfangled laser surgery.
Can I get a finger attached?
You can't get a finger reattached.
Can I get a fake finger?
Yeah, but it's really obviously fake.
Oh, okay. I'm lucky I don't have a girlfriend then, otherwise she'd be a bit disappointed. I'll go the no finger just because I don't have a girlfriend.
I think I'd lose a finger, personally. Just think how unapproachable you'd be if every time someone looked at you, they just saw this angry
sad
face.
Sad face.
Yes, no.
Callum, what would you rather befriend? Okay, you have to imagine, first of all, you don't have a boyfriend.
Okay.
So
easy
done. Think about that. Would you rather be friend-zoned by your crush? So, you know, you like someone.
I've been there so many times.
Or have your best friend fall in love with you?
That's tricky.
That's why I asked it.
Tricky. Yeah.
I told you this was not going to be an easy interview,
right.
Cal.
Just give me a little bit of time to think,
okay.
Boy. I've been friend-zoned it so many times in the past through all my many, many years of attempting to make relationships that I think it'd be nice if someone had the crush on me for once.
Yeah, and well, if it's your best friend.
You can work through it.
Yeah.
I got a crush on my best mate when I was younger. That's how I realised I was gay. We worked through it. We're fine.
You're fine now?
Just a little bit of sexual tension. It's okay.
Hey, it makes any relationship good except for our one.
Yeah, well.
Although you did say you want to get married to me last week anyway.
Did I?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
News coming up after 7 o'clock.
Liar. Hotter than a fantasy. Lonely like a highway. She's living.
Joy.
Matt Cardwell and Callum Padgett filling in for Gillian and Nick on Joy 94.9. Go get them, boys.
Arriba! Callum, Matt, wake up. It's Wednesday. Filling in for Gillian and Nick. Oh. We've got a big hour coming up, don't we, Cal?
We certainly do. We have Chris the PT coming in shortly discussing libido.
We're giving up on Big Brother this week.
Yes!
Someone's answered your prayers.
Thank you, Big dear God.
That black lady in the sky, she's controversial. She's answered your she's answered your prayers. And we're not doing Big Brother, but we're going to do something else. We're going to be doing X Factor. How about that?
Oh, I thought I'd gotten away.
No,
I thought
you
I'd
didn't
escape
get away.
Reality TV.
You cannot escape reality TV. Now, we're going to say good morning to Tony. Hi, Tony. How are you?
Good morning, Tony, who texted in 0427-JOY949.
And Johnny Lemon has sent through a very funny review of Equus, which is a play out at the moment with lots of horses and doodles, apparently. What more could you want in a play?
Horses and doodles. Yes. Makes it a little awkward. He won those tickets, I think, 2 weeks ago on this very show.
Good
we
on
have
you,
more
Johnny.
Tickets to give away, this time to Stomp, double ticket pass, Stomp. Ooh. The Broadway, West End, and international sensation returns. Wordless, witty and fun. Stomp has been around for 22 years. It's a universal language of rhythm, theatre, company, and, of course, dance.
You can tell a lot by the way someone dances, can't you?
Yes. Like how well coordinated their feet are.
You can tell a lot more than that, trust me, from my experience.
Joy 94.9.
Oh, the gorgeous Pink, Please Don't Leave Me.
Okay.
I won't. Oh, thanks. You're not going to leave me. Thanks, Cal.
You're welcome.
Now, 10 minutes past 7, you're with Cal and Matt filling in for Gillian and Nick. Hey, Cal. I'm single, as
yes.
I just sort of kind of mentioned. So I've got lots of time on my hands, literally.
Where is this going?
I read a lot of news.
Okay. That's all right. I thought we were going to get X-rated for a minute.
No,
that's fine.
I read a lot of news, and I came across this story. So a US woman, she's been accused of using her espresso stand, so you know those carts that you see occasionally around, as a drive-through brothel. Tough economic times, Cal. You got to diversify your business.
Well,
now,
she certainly found a niche market there.
Yep. Well, now she is in trouble with the law. Can you believe it? She's in trouble with the law, and she has to pay back $250,000 to police.
So
maybe it's a refund.
So this is It's like one of those drive-around vans you see occasionally.
Yeah, I think I don't know if it's a standalone business, but there's a lot of drive-through. You can get drive-through anything in the US: drive-through ATMs, drive-through coffee, drive-through brothels. This combines the coffee and the brothels together, so one-stop shop.
How long are you spending in the drive? Surely, like the queue for the drive-through would be ridiculous.
It would be, but I'm sure it would be very long, and people would enjoy it. I would enjoy a bit of root and brew.
I mean, but drive-through generally means, you know, it's quick service.
Root brew drive-through. Yeah, that's what I call my business. Do you know what Carmella, the woman, you know what she called her business?
What did she call her business?
She owns two businesses. One of them's
okay.
Called Java Jugs.
Java, very nice.
And Twin Peaks. I'm disappointed that Carmella destroyed the good name of Java Jugs and Twin Peaks for everyone.
Oh, but I'm sure she made a few customers very, very happy. 0427JOY949 or onair@joy.org.au. What would you call your
drive-through sex brothel coffee business?
We're very specific this morning, aren't we?
Joy 94.9.
Here 18 minutes past 7 on Wake Up It's Wednesday with Matt and Cal. We are talking about
something really obscure: drive-through espresso
/ brothels. Because
great business venture,
very enterprising.
Very enterprising.
Woman
tough
in
economic
America.
Times. I think it would work here. I would actually open one. I'd call it long shots. Yep. And I would only I would only serve long blacks.
Yeah.
Long blacks.
Wait,
that's
are you talking about customers or coffees? I think I would call mine extra hot. Extra hot.
We've got a couple of messages in on 0427 joy949 and on air at joy.org.au. And Johnny said he'd like to call it lemon squirt, but it would be a fruit smoothie stand because he doesn't like coffee. There's some words that are just gross, and squirt's one of them.
Yeah, gusset. I don't like the word. I don't even know what a gusset is, but I don't like the word gusset. What? 0427 joy949. What's a gusset?
Tony said Star Wars. Look out, Starbucks.
And David from St Kilda says Espresso, Express Ho.
Ooh. So what would you call your drive through coffee brothel enterprise?
0427 Joy9.
Joy. And live while we
young. Gusset. A piece of material sewn into a garment to strengthen or enlarge a part of it.
The more you know.
Such as the collar of a shirt or the crotch of an... And then the definition just ends. It just cuts there. The crotch of an... And it leaves it to your beautiful imagination.
Oh, don't even know. I've never heard of the word gusset before. There we go.
23 minutes past seven. You're with Matt and Cal, filling in for Gillian and Nick on this fine 7-degree Wednesday morning.
And it's going to be top of 15. That's what it's going to be.
Lovely.
Now, we wanted to know what you would call your brothel coffee enterprise. A woman in the US has opened up a coffee brothel business, except she got caught. And her she called it Java Jugs and Twin Peaks. Which
so she
I think
wasn't particularly subtle about it.
She wasn't. But you know what? She got in trouble and she destroyed the good name of Java Jugs, which is distressing. So we've had a few messages in on 0427 Joy949. We've had Froth Express for a gay male-specific coffee stand.
And also the gusset definition, care of Take a Chance Lance.
Oh, Take a Chance Lance, thank you. Take a chance, Lance.
Very nice. Also, earlier we were doing a bit of a get-to-know-you session.
Yes, we were.
And things I've learnt about Matt so far, he would rather eat a handful of dead worms than a live
sugar,
spider.
Gummy worms.
No, they were not covered with sugar. That wasn't an option. And he would rather lose a finger than get a tattoo of an angry face on his forehead. I totally agree with him with that one. But I'd eat the fresh live spider, given the choice. Mm. Karen from Thornbury texted in asking if, would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
A horse-sized duck, because I think if I ever saw that, I would be either tripping balls.
Mm.
Or dreaming. So there's no way I'd be able to defeat it, okay? So, because it wouldn't be real. There's no such thing as
also,
a horse-sized duck.
It couldn't... Well, no, that's the thing with the hypotheticals. I'm not actually going to make you eat a handful of worms after the show, even though I did bring some.
Oh.
Just because I'm in a nice mood.
I thought of something in your bag.
Yeah, well, stay out of my bag.
Coming up after 7:30.
Joy.
23 minutes to 8. I'm here with me and my girlfriend.
Oh, yes, Matt and Cal. I'm not a girl.
No, you're not. That's true.
I'm a real boy.
That was a very girly giggle.
I'm a real boy. Girlfriend, I kind of pop. Great song.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I usually would talk about Big Brother to you, Cal, because I know how much you love Big Brother.
I am the biggest Big Brother fan in the world.
But I've sort of...
Sorry.
I've sort of gone off Big Brother.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, welcome to the fold.
No, because the twists have been lame and X Factor. There was more news in the X Factor camp last night. There's this guy, his name's T. He was the final contestant who auditioned.
How do you spell T?
It's T-E-E, like T.
Okay.
So you laugh, yeah. Now, he's come out and said he was gay and he was on X Factor because his mum disowned him, the poor boy. He's a young guy and he had to move from New Zealand to Australia. Except the thing is, his mum caught him on Facebook and that's how they found out he was gay.
That's pretty rough.
It's pretty rough and also... I'm glad that he's sort of on X Factor because Danny Minogue will take him underneath her rainbow coloured wing, and look out for him. She said that she was really proud of him, and his audition was one of her favourite ever. I would just think Danny Minogue was like Yes, I've got someone else to buy my albums.
You cynical creature, you.
That's all she cares about.
Danny, yes. If you're listening, we love you.
Another one of the family to buy my albums. Now, I think we should ask, what have you caught someone doing? Obviously, T was caught on Facebook, and that's how...
A lot of people get caught out these
sprung.
Days.
Yeah, a lot of people get caught out on Facebook. Maybe you caught someone else out in some other way. Let us know on 0427JOY949 or...
On air at joy.org.au. And if you do, and if you include your name and membership number, and you haven't won a prize in the last 2 weeks, you will go into the draw to win the double pass to see Stop.
Yay! What a great prize. So let us know, what have you caught someone doing?
Joy.
Dooley. Now, we've been asking people what you've been caught out doing or what you've caught others doing.
Yes, and we've got a couple of tickets to give away as well. A double pass to
Stomp, Broadway stomp. West End and international sensation returns, Wordless, Witty and Fun. Stomp has been around for 22 years. It's a universal language of rhythm, theatre, comedy, and of course, dance.
Do you like dance?
I do like dance. Dance?
Do you like dance? Do you like...
I'm so lonely. It will get your feet stamping. Now, the show is on Tuesday, the 20th of August at 8 p.m. If you want it, all you have to do is text in 0427JOY949.
And tell us, what have you caught someone doing? Unfortunately, poor T on X Factor, his mum caught him with some photos on Facebook and found out he was gay. So I want to know what you've caught someone doing. I feel sorry for T, though. Johnny messaged in and he said he caught his ex cheating on him. He was with another guy in a toilet cubicle in a club, and I recognized his shoes from under the door.
Oh dear.
Something similar has happened to me, Johnny. I think it was at the market, and one of my friends actually pulled me off from the dance floor, dragged me into the toilet, and was like, look what your boyfriend's doing. The same thing's happened to me.
It's terrible.
I know. Toilet cubicles. I get scared going in them now. Bad memories.
Oh, I don't want to hear about your bad toilet cubicle memories, frankly. Well, on a lighter note, I caught my dog with my toothbrush yesterday.
Oh.
She stole it out of my bag. I think she worked the zip open specifically to brush her teeth.
Clever dog.
Clever dog, but dental hygiene.
Yeah, so let us know to win those tickets to
Joy.
Madonna, good old Madge on Wake Up, It's Wednesday with Cal and Matt.
I've never ever heard her referred to as Madge.
Madam Saggy Tits.
Ugh.
I know, bad mental imagery. Now, Cal, we have a couple of tickets in my hot little hand right here. Two tickets to Stomp.
In your hairy little palm.
We love Stomp. It's on Broadway. It's on the West End. And it's got rhythm. It's got theatre. It's got comedy and dance. Now, all you have to tell us to win these is, what have you caught someone doing? So easy. 0427JOY949.
Or email onair@joy.org.au.
And we'll give them away, I think, after 8 o'clock.
Jono, listening in from the Triple J iPhone. Triple? Oh, my God. Joy 94.9.
Oh,
I have just got on automatic. That's appalling. I apologise, Joysters, Wooers, everyone. Oh, my God. Anyway, he's texted in from Geelong.
Yep.
From the Joy iPhone app, which you can listen to download or listen to live from joy.org.au. Whew. Joy, saying he walked in on his brother once.
Ooh.
On the computer.
Uh-oh.
Looking at a certain video. He walked in to find him watching a Harlem Shake video.
Was he dancing?
I don't know. But I don't even know what a Harlem Shake video is. I never watched one.
Mate, how old are you?
I am 23.
Get with the times.
Going on 62.
Going on 62. That's you. You belong on AM. Anyway, no. Now, Jazz in Brunswick. Jazz, I don't know if you're a guy or a girl. I'm assuming guy. Jazz caught his or her sister eating a massive cream cake when she was on a strict new diet, and she's got a lot of licky faces. Thanks, Jazz. You're in the running to win the Stomp tickets.
Yum, yum, yum.
Oh, we're going to give them away after 8.
Matt Cardwell and Callum Padgett filling in for Gillian and Nick on Joy 94.9. Go get them, boys.
Arriba! Callum on, Matt. Wake up, it's Wednesday.
4 minutes past eight. Billy and Fajillion, Nick, for the next 2 weeks.
Yes, that's right. We've got a still big hour left ahead. We've got Chris the PT coming in. He's going to be talking about
libido and how being healthy can affect it.
Being healthy is so hard and it has so many positives. I don't like it.
No,
it's annoying. Also, we're going to have a song off. And if you've got any suggestions of a category we can do our song off on, basically what it is, I pick a song, Cal picks a song, and we go head to head, and then you get to vote who has the better song.
You text in who the winner is. Next time, just for today, if you could be a little bit faster on the text line, because I missed out by one vote, and then two people texted in just after we said the results, and they were both for me. So be quick.
I'm the one that chooses good songs. Now for traffic. Now, my tip is to stay away from Port Melbourne. There's
joy.
Now,
wake up, it's Wednesday. Cal and Matt, 10 minutes past eight.
Winner
chicken dinner.
Oh, I'd love to win a chicken dinner.
No, I wouldn't.
Mum, if you're listening, I want chicken for tea. the lucky winner of the
can't
double
say
ticket
a dinner order on air.
That why is, not?
What are you doing? This is not the microphone in front of you is not the drive-through microphone. Okay. Now we had tickets to give away too.
Yeah. Well, I got distracted with the beautiful idea of a roast chicken.
Okay.
Double ticket pass, a double pass for Stomp, the Broadway West End international sensation. No words, just comedy, rhythm, and dance.
It'll They're
get
all
your
good things.
Stamping. Yeah, it sounds awesome. The lucky winner is Jazz. We asked
Jazz from Brunswick. And we wanted to know, what have you caught someone doing? Now, we had a couple of messages in. Amy said she caught a staff member reading another staff member's messages on her mobile phone at work. Very cheeky. They weren't her friends either. So I blackmailed her.
As any good person
then
would.
Then she finishes with LMAO, so I could just imagine her going, and so I blackmailed her.
Tented fingers.
Yes. Jazz caught his sister eating a massive cream cake, because you don't need a small bit of a cream cake. You eat the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're always big cream cakes. She was going, his sister was going on a strict new diet and she was eating the cream cake. Yep. So, Jazz, you've got the tickets to Stomp. Congratulations.
Have fun, 20th of August. I'll give you a call a little later on and let you know all the sweet deets.
Chris the PT's coming up, we hope.
But now we have a special guest. If you've ever missed out on one of our shows, we've only done one.
Yes.
You can always catch it on the podcast, and we have our lovely, lovely podcaster in the studio right now with us. Thank you, Brent. How are you?
Morning. Morning, Callum, Matt.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you so much for doing the podcast. I don't know how to work a computer, so you're making my life a lot easier.
You know how to work the microphone, so that's good.
Sorry?
You know how to work the microphone.
No, see, I'm pressing the buttons for the microphone.
Yeah, Cal's pressing the buttons. I just come here and just speak.
But he's very good at it.
No, I'm not.
I enjoy it. I get to catch up on all the bits I've missed and then take out all those boring bits.
Then you have to put in some eardrops because my voice is shrieking and...
No, that's Callum when he starts squealing.
I don't squeal!
Oh, jeez.
Oh, well, dear. So you just filter out all the awkward sort of moments and then they're just left with the beauty and magic that is
so
our
basically
show.
There's 1 minute left.
Yeah. That was including a good songs.
Including songs.
It was a good show last week. I'd missed some of it because I woke up late, like today, and then now you've distracted me with cream cake. It's like, oh.
Oh, well, yes, you might need to edit that out. We'll go through it later, what you need to edit out.
You don't get that control.
All very highbrow here on Joy 94.9, 30 minutes past 8.
Joy 94.9. Joy. I'm real chill, I'm real chill,
baby. Na, 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 na. Taylor Dane, I'll be a shelter. I'll be your shelter here on Joy 94.9. Callum, Matt, filling in for Jillian and Nick, 18 minutes past 8.
On this fine, fine Wednesday morning.
Yeah, top of 15.
Hey, boys, what's going on?
Look Chris the PT!
Look who the push-ups dragged in.
Look what the cat dragged in.
Sorry, I was busy doing push-ups.
Yeah, how many extras did you do? Come on.
1,020.
What are you doing with all that McDonald's in here?
McDonald's? Yeah, that's right. It's in my belly.
We know what you're saying. We know all your secrets.
Oh, well, yeah.
So what are we talking about this week, Chris the PT?
Actually, did you read about, just totally off topic, McDonald's and pink slime?
What?
Did you hear about pink slime?
That sounds gross.
No. Slime is...
Jamie Oliver has been in the news protesting. He hates the fast food chains. Big
time.
Yeah,
he really, really does.
He really hates them.
He hates anything nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I hate Kylie, basically. Yeah. So, I shouldn't say that, should I?
Cut off his mic. No more. Cut off his mic.
All right, all right.
Yep.
Every single day that you come in here, not every day, every Wednesday you come in here, and each time you do something
controversial,
degrade your gay card status.
Oh, no.
You must be on, like, if not bronze, then copper.
Tell us about libido.
I'll just put my heavy voice on.
No,
so,
it's all good.
Do you want to hear about pink slime quickly? What they do is they take this meat, right? Yep. This is the stuff that doesn't go into, that's not fit for human grade, right? It's all the bits that are left off the animal, and they bleach it, basically. And then it makes it okay. So then they put it into burgers.
So you're telling me my burgers from fast food restaurants have beef anus?
Well, absolutely. And they have more than that. They have the V in it as well.
Oh. Yeah.
However, it's changing. McDonald's now saying that they no longer take that line of approach. I think they used to do it, and they just recently changed. Don't know. But but it's definitely in the news.
It's all crap. Now, what? tell us about libido.
Libido. All right. So studies show that exercise can improve your sex life.
Woo!
So given that last week I was here, you're talking about your failed date.
My failed date, my failed abs that you destroyed. Oh. Now I have to, if I want libido, I have to exercise as well.
We have no dreams left.
Oh, my gosh. Just That's gets it. So hard being a gay male, doesn't it?
You're preaching to the choir, mate.
Where do you start?
It's yeah, like, I know.
Just give up before you even start. You're like, nah. Yeah. Well, anyway, exercise is not only a well-documented means of maintaining muscle and losing fat. Recent studies prove that it can actually also revitalize your sex life.
And it's hard work, yep.
Well, actually, yes and no. Depends what... No, it's not really. I'll tell you why. I mean, just a bit more about the studies, though. There's American Medical Association scientists that found that sexual dysfunction is more likely among those with poor physical and emotional health. Plays a major role with negative experience in sexual relationships and with your overall well-being.
If you're quite active...
Yeah.
During sex.
Yes.
Like, you really, there's
you
a lot of...
You go at it like an Energizer bunny?
Yes, thank you.
Ah, it's a good way.
Perfect analogy. Yeah. Does that count as exercise?
Are we describing you, Callum?
We might be. Are we discussing... would that count enough as exercise? So if you have really crazy Energizer bunny...
So if you're having Callum-type activities, then it's actually quite good. So vigorous exercise, the equivalent of walking 3 kilometres or burning 200 extra calories a day, is most effective.
So
if you're doing the equivalent of up to walking around 3 kilometres, yeah, it's pretty good. So
we're going to come back and you can tell us more about this exercise.
Hands up, people. September, Joy 94.9.
Destroying our dreams.
All about libido.
Joy. Callum, Matt, wake up. It's Wednesday.
Currently with Chris the PT. It's 25 minutes past the 8th hour of the day.
And it's going to be top of 15. Chris the PT, now, you say you have to exercise to get abs. You have to exercise to get libido.
You have to exercise to get abs to get sex.
I know, exactly. Jeez.
How are you twisting around, boys? Oh, my gosh. Now, Jesus. It's not that bad, really.
So is more exercise better?
Well, actually, good question. Well, exercise in general we know is good for us, right? So so generally, if we're living a sedentary lifestyle, okay, that's where the warning bell should go off.
Uh-oh.
But if exercise can do so much for your sex life, shouldn't more be better, I guess, is the question.
The
answer is really, no, not really. According to some doctors, there's been some studies on this. Heavy exercise can actually decrease testosterone levels, leading to a less robust sexual appetite. So in addition, overtraining can compromise your immune system, can lead to also adverse sexual effects, basically. So some of our, like, we've got Johnny who does, he goes to the gym 5-6 times a week.
Yeah, yep.
No, you don't need to do all that.
It's just about having a balance.
Correct, yeah.
Well, I wonder, Johnny, how's your libido? 0427 Joy 9.
So,
or 6 times a week at the gym,
Johnny, how is your libido? Let us know. 0427 Joy 949 or on air at joy.org.au. We'd love to know.
So exercise, while not a magic pill, can be just what the doctor ordered for physical and psychological complaints and can help get your juices flowing. Well, there you go, boys. So really, in essence, 20 minutes of a pretty high-intensity exercise twice a week is pretty good for you.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Chris, for coming in. Much appreciated.
My pleasure. And the equivalent to Callum's 20 minutes as the Energizer Bunny.
All right. I never agreed to that. I never spoke that around. You know what?
Coming up after 8:30, we're going to have our song off, and I'm going to beat Cal. If you have any suggestions, let us know. 0427-join949. And we've also got Andy with the news.
It's coming up. Very, very shortly.
Great shows, great topics, great radio. Joy 94.9.
I've got the easy job.
You do have the easy job.
Trains. Everything is fine, all green lit, except Craigie Byrne, which is having about a 10-minute delay. You know, it'll be ironic if the protesters were protesting about the awful traffic, wouldn't it?
Do you know what they're protesting for? They're like, please, Cal, don't play any more of your lame songs for the song off. That's what they're protesting.
You suck. You're not my friend anymore. I thought we could be friends. We can't be friends.
We've got the song off
this
coming up.
This has become a professional relationship.
We've got the song off coming up, and it's up to you to decide who wins. I won last week because I've got a great taste in music, and you've got a great taste in music as well because that's why you voted for me.
I'm going to butter up the audience. Yeah, no. You've got a great taste in music. Whatever.
Samantha Jade,
Firestarter. She's not the only Firestarter in here right now.
Joy.
24 minutes to 9 when your workday starts, and Brandon's coming in.
I wasn't expecting my voice to... I wasn't expecting that voice to come out when I spoke like that. It was weird.
Now, Cal, it's that time of the morning when I get very passionate because you just can't accept that I've got a better taste in music than you.
I don't think that's true.
Just accept it, mate. I won last week. Just... put up the white flag, throw
Except
in the towel,
this.
All those... he just threw a pen cap at me. I think that's an automatic win.
Yeah, for me, because you don't have spider-like reflexes.
That's violent. And I know, Joy listeners, I know you don't like violence, so that's why you have to vote for me now. Now, Cal, I've got a song to play.
Yes.
And we've chosen the category of one-hit wonders, and I've got one of the best one-hit wonders... that will it'll get you dancing, it'll take you back, and bring up some good memories from 1998.
I reckon that your win last week, that was your one-hit wonder.
No, this is...
Totally was.
Nah.
All right, smash it out. Let's see what we've got. I think I might be in trouble.
It's not karaoke, but I think I'm gonna win with that song.
Look, it's a pretty sweet song.
That is an awesome one-hit wonder, and that is of course Soap with "This Is How We Party." Now, if you want to vote for that as the ultimate one-hit wonder, you can 0427 Joy 949 or on air at joy.org.au. But first, we have to hear Callum's.
Of course, any votes that come in right now don't count.
Yes, they do.
Until mine have.
You can just say how awesome the song is because I know you've got good taste. You can message now. Now, Callum's song will be played right after this.
Joy 94.9.
Oh, all right, you sit back down. There's an uproar in the studio. People are texting in saying, I've won already and I haven't even heard the song.
Okay, well, let's hear your song, Callum.
All right.
Because it's out of these two. So This Is How We Party by Soap, which I chose for a one-hit wonder. What's your one-hit wonder?
What is love? Oh. Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. No more.
17 minutes to 9 on the night. I'm feeling pretty good.
Wait for me.
What?
Now, you've heard the two songs, and I'm going to tell you why that's a bad one-hit wonder and why you should vote for me. Why you should vote... Okay, what is love? That doesn't even make sense. What kind of a question is that?
It's asking an age-old question. What is love? What is it that we feel? And what you're feeling, Joyce, is the love for my choice.
No, This Is How We Party, Fooling With Your Body, Come On Everybody, Can't Get Enough
of
You.
See, that just sounds messy.
That's a lyrical genius.
Come On Everybody, Can't Get Enough of You, that is messy.
It's lyrical genius.
It
now, it's up for you to decide who wins this song off. 0427 Joy 949 or...
on air at joy.org.au. If you like Soap,
Soap, This Is How We Party, Obscure, One Hit Wonder, or What Is Love? Vote for me.
Hadaway, which is amazing. Nah. And incidentally, oh no, try and wrap me up. I don't think so, sir. When it came on, you even said, with the microphone safely turned off, I want to text in and vote for this one.
No, I never said that.
Like
he's lying.
Angry
Callum,
tiger.
Stop lying to the people.
You're beautiful when you're angry.
Oh.
Beautiful, right?
Don't try and schmooze me. Vote for me. Song off.
Joy. Mariah Carey featuring Miguel.
Miguel, beautiful. 9 minutes to nine, Callan Mass. Now, I've actually got control of the SMSs today. Don't I, Callum?
You do.
And it's a resounding yes for me. I win with This Is How We Party by Soap. Yay!
I think not,
okay,
sir.
Let me read some of the SMSs. We've had Nurse James. Has to be What Is Love for Me, but it's close.
That's fine. I don't mind if it's close. It can be close as long as they're voting for me.
Johnny votes for you.
Bless him. Thank you, Johnny.
Sorry, Cal, but Matt wins again, and it's not because I'm his mum. I'm being diplomatic. That's from Tina, my mum. Thanks, mummy. I love you. Dead Heat, Naked Jelly Wrestling to decide. That's from Anonymous.
Yep, all right.
That's in our last week. We're going to Naked Jelly Wrestle next week, so you have to tune in.
Except it'll be on air, and as radio isn't a very visual medium.
Yeah, we'll just get a bowl of jelly and go... And, okay, Chris, our music director, says he's voting for Callum Love Hadaway.
Yes, that's got to be at least two votes right there because it's music director.
What Is Love from Jason? What else do we have? What Is Love gets my vote. Brilliant, Callum.
If I can just be smoogey for a second and say, what is love? Thanks to you, Joysters, I now know what love is.
Okay, so Christian, he's messaged in with a technicality. Technically, Soap were not a one-hit wonder.
Oh, no!
Their follow-up single, La-Di-Da, La-Di-Da, peaked at number 15 in Australia.
Well,
Christian, you're destroying my dreams of winning and beating Calum for a second week. Mark from Thornbury... Hadaway is... Oh, you said Hadaway is not a one-hit wonder either. They had a follow-up with the hit I Miss You.
Well, thank God
so
that Soap did as well.
Never
no, this is still a win. If
nah,
they're both disqualified, I still win.
Okay. How about I do you a deal, Cal? Next week, we'll have the ultimate song off.
All right.
Okay? So we'll have the ultimate song off, and it'll be the decider.
Awesome. Loser has to throw the match in Naked Jelly Wrestling.
Yes, done. Do you like my sound effects?
You've got 7 minutes.
That's my day job.
Jelly Wrestling is his day job.
Yeah.
You've got 7 minutes to get in...
a category for the song off for next week.
If you want one in. If not, we will decide and get on over to you. Thank you, Joysters. Feeling very good right now.
Joy.
Boy, he can talk, can't he?
He can. Cal and Matt, wake up. It's Wednesday. We're just about to get out of here, aren't we?
4 minutes to nine. Brandon will be in and about shortly.
Hey, I just want to say thank you for hanging out with us today and sending us your messages. Much appreciated, and we've had a ball, so thanks. And we've got one more week left, which is next week.
One more week, our grand finale.
That's
before
it.
Jillian and Nick kick us out and get back to their usual fantastic shows.
Hilarity. So we've got a big show planned for next week, so make sure you check it out.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Do it.
Have fun, guys. Bless you all. Andy up next with the news. I'll take you there, One Day in Your Life by Freaking Nature.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.